Go for it, Jim.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to try and, as the sole individual or part of the team that's keeping you from the beverages, I'm going to try and be very quick about the delivery of the message. But it's an important message. Mark, as we all know, has a penchant for terminology from time to time. And when I think about the way to really run a beta for the re-architecture of an effort or initiative that we're calling 361 Connecting, I think about a couple of the terms that Mark uses fairly often, or at least this week. And those two terms are neurodiversity and catalyzation. So, you know, what does that really mean? Well, you know, we are trying, the endeavor for us is really to look out at the vast web of relationships and skill sets that are part and really a core piece of the DNA of the 361 community, and figure out how we can better leverage all of them in a way that makes the community more powerful for all of us. And so when I say that, the metaphor that I would use is that think of 361 as the human brain. We've all heard, you know, the kind of the tale about how humans in general use about 10% of the human brain. I think the opportunity for 361 is to try and push that percentage up by a more formalized and structured approach to be able to connect us in the ways that we think are most valuable, to add and create value. And so that is the initiative that I'm really here to kind of speak about and launch and announce the beta of today. I've been working with Mark to try and pull together the pieces of a more formalized approach to do that. And so I'm really excited to connect with any and all of you that want to talk about that effort. When you kind of look across the community, it is an incredibly diverse web or series of vectors, really too interesting to ignore. And yet, it's almost impossible for us to really get our arms around how many things there are and people there are that are, you know, great champions in their field or have very specific skill sets. And so I wanted to kind of bring together that effort with the community and the people in the room today to be able to talk about the ways that we can kind of help to solve problems like that. I guess as Mark had said, you know, part of my previous experience, I grew up in Chicago. I ran a business in Schaumburg for about a decade. And part of my experience in leading the business was selling it. And part of selling it was selling it to a publicly traded company. And if you've ever done that or been a part of that, as many of you I know have, what you figure out is that you have to really access a number of different types of roles and hats to do it. You have to fit in new people to the acquiring entity. You have to fit in legacy systems to the new infrastructure. You have to recruit new people. You have to, you know, move people around so that the integration really works well. And I think that this effort is very much like that effort, right? It's trying to bring together people to bring out the best in a community, and also to add, you know, a lot of value. So I am really lucky to be joined by some fantastic people. They all happen to be women today, but Nicole, Denise, Anna, each represent a unique competency as part of 361. But there are hundreds of others, many of them with unique perspectives, knowledge, and relationships. And we seek to leverage all of those, or as many of them as we can, and create a structure around the process for bringing people and entities together to solve unique problems. I would give, you know, specific examples, but some of them are fairly obvious, right? It would be a family office looking for a CIO, or someone looking for contract work for diligence on a project, or tax and accounting help, you know, not coincidentally, for where we're sitting today with our great hosts at Winston & Strawn. And so the process for bringing the people and entities together to solve these unique problems is really not that complicated. It just requires that we actually ask questions of one another, and we need a place to start. So I'm I'm crazily volunteering to begin that process. And so I invite anybody in the room, either now or at a time later, to approach me with specific and potentially complex problems that you're trying to solve in your daily business lives. You're looking for something very specific that has been elusive and that Mark and I and the rest of our community may be able to solve for you. And so that's really what 361 Connecting is. It is a piece that exists today, but it is a piece that is more formal in structure and effort than it ever has been before. So with that, I'll invite whoever is next on our list to talk about what they are most interested in. And Mark, who shall speak next?
Hi, everybody. Very happy to be here at the conference, although not in person, but at least be able to participate through Zoom. Very nice introduction. Thank you very much, Gary. It was 361 is indeed an amazing community of family offices, advisors, and investors. And speaking for myself, I've known Mark for many, many years, and I have a family office. I'm an oil and gas investor, and now I am jumpstarting a podcast interview platform. And Mark, as you know, has a lot of podcast content. He interviews everybody pretty much in the community for every year for the annual predictions. And that was what kind of sparked an idea in me that brought me here today, which is, hey, 361 Firm and Padverb, which is the name of the podcast interview platform that I run, have lots of synergies. Not only is Mark putting everything, pretty much all the panels from all the conferences, as well as keynote speakers and any discussions that happen at 361 events, not only is he putting that all out there in the so-called RSS format, Real Simple Syndication. So it's already available. And Padverb is really, Padverb is the podcast interview platform. What can we do together? That was my question. And so today I have a slide up there. I don't know if Inessa or anybody would be able to bring it up the screen. But that would be wonderful because I'm speaking from my cell phone. But essentially, it's up there. Great. Okay. So all the content that's already been created by 361, Padverb is taking that and labeling it by person. So essentially, if you've ever given a podcast interview at 361 or at any other platform or at any podcast, maybe you don't even remember that. There's a very good chance that it's already on Padverb. So you're welcome to come to the platform, Padverb, PADVERD, like pad and verb.com, and claim your profile with all of your podcast interview history already out there. So that's the current status quo. But we're adding new content from Mark's conferences. Essentially, this becomes a growing social graph where you're either a host or a guest of a podcast interview, and you can build out your portfolio. You can see how can you earn your way into more podcast interviews, and essentially build out your idea brand, build out your business. Maybe you have an investment idea, anything that you have. So long story short, and then we're also coming soon, we're going to have a feature to book more interviews. So long story short, we are creating something, you know, customized. We're putting all of Mark's content, wonderful content, to Padverb and indexing it by person. And you're going to be, you know, it increases the network effects of Mark's platform tremendously, because it increases discoverability. It increases your personal branding profile in the digital space. And so we're doing that to essentially, you know, collaborate. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about network effects and collaboration. So I'm very excited about this. And I don't want to take the floor too much. I just want to say thank you to Mark for this opportunity. And yeah, we're ready to go. Go to Padverb and claim your profile. So that's the next step. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Anna. Jim, it's up to you. Nicole has some slides, and Denise is agile. She can sway.
She can sway.
Denise, would you like to take the mic?
Sure thing.
But be super quick. I know you can.
I can be quick, but I'd like to just say, Mark, I thought you liked us. I don't know why you're jamming us in right before the drink session, before a long day when people are thirsty.
I have a feeling you might have one.
You'll never know, because I'm not there in person.
You never know. But carry on.
Sure. I will be quick about this. So I'm the founder at Sway Workplace, and Sway is a learning and development solution for hybrid work mastery at scale. So what we discovered over the last year or two is that a lot of companies are very clear on what they want. They want to embrace a hybrid way of working to drive performance and retain and grow talent. But a lot of people are getting very stuck on the how. So how do we do it? How do we drive performance in hybrid, grow teams? And that's exactly where we come in. So we spent the last 3 years developing a unique and proprietary methodology for training and coaching people, teams, and leaders on how to do hybrid well for the long term. So we've designed programs and we work alongside inside large companies to develop all of their talent on this methodology that we created. So very simply, it's a training solution for hybrid work mastery. That's specifically what we focus on. And we've had some great luck with some partners already from within the 361 community, as well as some big companies we work with too. So that's probably as short as I can make it, but I hope that that helps. And for any of your questions around hybrid, I know we ran a session within 361 last week, our strategy session, and that was a terrific thing to run with our teams here and hear the questions they were asking about really understanding the long-term impact of hybrid and what are those mindset and skills and techniques that we need to know now to make this our new way of working. That's a wrap from me.
Thank you. Perfect. Over to you, Nicole.
Awesome. And I agree with Denise's sentiments. And I guess in thinking about things that scare me, it would be keeping a room full of people away from cocktails that are waiting. So I will be equally quick. So I am the CEO of Sublime Communications. We are a women-owned and operated marketing communications firm. And wow, their slides just flying. But really what we are about and what we do is we build brands. And it's all about storytelling. And whether you are a fund, whether you're a founder, whether you're a nonprofit, everyone, as an individual even, is a brand. And so being able to tell a meaningful story about who you are or what your brand represents, what your vision and mission are, and then expressing that to your target audience is really what we do. We get at the core, and you can skip to the next slide. I think that's just fine. You know, we really get at the core of forming an emotional connection. And I think no one could say it better than Maya Angelou, because people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And brands, companies, even talent that endures does so because it manages to make a connection, a human connection. And so what we do is we really build that bridge and help tell those stories. We do it any number of ways. We use creative, we help come up with a brand position. We do video, digital marketing, social media, public relations, really every touch point so that a brand can tell its story and amplify it and reach and connect with their target audience. You can just keep scrolling quickly through. You can keep going. Yeah, I will spare everybody, but you know, just you can see that 361 truly is a community. We are working with several companies in the 361 family, but we have wide and deep experience across many, many industries that we bring to light. We share our connections. We, you know, really bring the knowledge from one industry to amplify another. You can keep going. And just, you know, these are just some recent, these are some of the clients that we work with and some of the IPOs and acquisitions that we recently worked on. So again, it's all about storytelling, and I would love to connect with
what's the story with the Dwayne Wade ad campaign there?
That was a really fun one. So we managed to, through PR, we connected with Dwayne Wade. We were working on a men's innerwear brand called Naked, and he liked the underwear so much that he wanted to start his own brand of Naked. So we came up with an ad campaign, we built the website, we did absolutely everything and took it through and listed on the NASDAQ. But I will say it was definitely an interesting project that brought me into Dwayne's closet as he stood in his underwear. So you don't get to do that every day, but it certainly was a fun one.
You can use that at lunch soon, next time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, thank you, everyone. You want to wrap it up, Jim?
Yeah, I would just, I think we all should really appreciate Nicole, because anybody that knows her, she's the consummate marketer and PR professional, and that means that her deck would have been, and her speaking time would have been a little bit longer if she hadn't had a bunch of people who were looking at her like they were really, really expecting to be thirsty any minute.
Parched. A parched audience.
Very parched. I would just close by saying that these three women and people and the companies they have built are great examples of 361 resources, real companies solving real problems. And so as an example and a way to get from point A to point B, if you have something that you're trying to solve for, a partnership, expertise, talent, whatever it might be, please find the guy in the boot. And let's have a chat. So thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
I would just, I think we all should really appreciate Nicole, because anybody that knows her, she's the consummate marketer and PR professional, and that means that her deck would have been, and her speaking time would have been a little bit longer if she hadn't had a bunch of people who were looking at her like they were really, really expecting to be thirsty any minute. Very parched. I would just close by saying that these three women and people and the companies they have built are great examples of 361 resources, real companies solving real problems. And so as an example, and a way to get from point A to point B, if you have something that you're trying to solve for, a partnership, expertise, talent, whatever it might be, please find the guy in the boot and let's have a chat. So thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Come join our 361 firm community of investors and thought leaders. We have a lot of events created by the community as we collaborate on investments and philanthropic interests. Join us.